Prologue. The old lady looked wobbly and feeble. The minute our subway train started, she was going to keel over. Then she'd be a sick passenger, and the train would stop while we waited for an ambulance, and I'd be late for school. Plus, she looked terrified. I gave her my seat. I helped her into it. "Thank you, dear. You have done me a good turn." She didn't have an old lady's voice. Her tones were as round and juicy as an anchor woman's. "And you know what they say about good turns." "That's okay." Was she going to tip me? "I don't want anything."
"Yes, you do, Wilma. You want many things. I will give you one."
How did she know my name? The train stopped at 28th Street. I thought about going to another car, but I was getting off at the next stop.
"What is your wish?"
she asked. The train started moving again.
"I know whether you tell me or not, but you ought to put it positively."
The train stopped. We were between stations. In the silence, the old lady continued.
"It should not be, 'I wish I weren't always left out or picked on.'"
She knew. And now so did everybody in our car. I looked around. Only adults, thank goodness. The train got going again.
"I can make your wish come true. You will be a sought-after member of the in-crowd. You will be a cool cat."
The train screeched into the 23rd Street station, my stop. The doors opened. I stood half in, half out, keeping them open. I didn't want to be just a member of the in-crowd. I wanted more. "I want to be the most popular kid at Claverford," I blurted out. I figured I might as well go all the way with a wish nobody could grant. She frowned.
"Is it wise?" "All right, dear. Granted."
Chapter 1. I once read that in some primitive tribe or other, they punished people by ignoring them. If you were being punished, nobody would talk to you. They'd look through you. They'd pretend you didn't exist. It wouldn't take long for this treatment to kill you. I mean, you'd actually die. Dead. I didn't die, but for the first 9 months of eighth grade, I almost wished I had. Before then, I had not one but two best friends, Tracy and Frida. We'd been friends since kindergarten, but then Tracy moved to Connecticut and Frida's parents got mad at Claverford. They said the teachers weren't developmentally aware enough. They sent Frida to a boarding school, even though we had only one more year to go before high school. At first, I wasn't worried. I figured I'd make more friends at school, but it turned out making new friends wasn't easy, or even possible. Cliques had already been established, and I couldn't break in. Or maybe I didn't have the knack of showing people that I was okay, fun, nice even. At first, the other kids weren't out-and-out mean. They let me sit with them at lunch, but nobody talked to me. If I had to call somebody about homework, whoever it was would answer my questions the same way you take messages for your parents, bored but vaguely polite. Then, in November, it got worse, much worse. Miss Hannah, my teacher for homeroom and language arts, told us to write 2 pages on our secret lives.
"This is the creative and creative writing, children."
Miss Hannah was the only teacher who still called us children. She also pronounced blue as blue. I wrote 7 pages pretending to be my Airedale, Reggie. I could have written 100 pages. I love animals, I love dogs, and I especially love Reggie. I wrote about dog happiness, about what dog dreams were like, about how it felt to chase a squirrel, about my favorite flavor of dog biscuit, and about my feud with a German shepherd who lived across the hall. But that's not what got me in trouble when Ms. Hannah read my report out loud. She started out by saying she wanted us to hear the best example of point of view she'd ever come across in a student's writing. I relaxed in my chair, waiting to hear yet another piece by Daphne, who was adored by Miss Hannah and avoided by everyone on our side of the teacher's desk.
"Wilma is to be congratulated on her exemplary effort, which you shall now hear."
I wished I could vaporize and reassemble in a middle school in Moscow. If I had thought anyone else would